Welcome to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you tuning in for our speaker series. And I am really, really excited to introduce you to today's featured speaker, Dana Smithers. And Dana is the owner of Empowered Women in Business, and she's passionate about helping women entrepreneurs create a business that they are absolutely in love with. And she knows what it's like personally to go from earning a living while doing something that she's not passionate about to creating a life and business model that you can truly enjoy. So the reason why I'm introducing Dana to all of you is that she's been able to mentor others to go from having lack issues to having a what she calls a business abundance mindset. She's a certified law of attraction trainer, and she's able to help you release limiting beliefs to achieve great success in your business and in your life. So Dana Smithers, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I'm super excited to be here today, and I love what you're doing, and from a law of attraction perspective, I have to own that I attracted you, and you attracted me, and you've also attracted all these wonderful speakers that you've got and these fabulous listeners that you've got. So I think it's really wonderful what women are doing these days, and I know you and I have talked about a little bit of our age difference as well, where I didn't become an entrepreneur until I was 50. So I'm hoping that I can inspire some women that are listening that have that that lack attitude of, I'm too old, or I don't know how to do it, or I don't have enough money or whatever. So, let's have some fun and lighten up things for ladies out there.
Absolutely. And I love that you have such a positive energy, and with our previous conversations, I mean, we could have talked for hours the other day. I think we did, yes. And it just gives me the chills when I think about what you said about attracting each other into each other's lives, and everyone that's involved in this. All of you who are listening, you're here for a reason, and you've attracted this experience, and we've attracted you. So it really does work out that way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Always.
Yeah. Always. So I would love for you, Dana, to take us on a journey. And, of course, with our theme, we're talking about miracle business breakthroughs. So could you take us back in time a little bit and share with us your biggest breakthrough moment?
Okay. I'd kind of like to do that two ways, if I may, Amy. One of them was a personal breakthrough I'll just go into that. So when I was 35, which is several years ago, I was broke, divorced, unhappy, living in with a man I didn't respect any longer, and I certainly didn't respect myself. So one night after partying and whatever, I found myself out on the lawn, party still going on, and I woke up and I had this dog in my arm. And this dog licked my face, and I looked at this dog, and I said, I would rather be with you than the man I'm with. And it was like just amazing, the breakthrough that I had. And the reason I mentioned that is because with any miracle breakthrough, whether it's business or personal, sometimes life gets so bad, hurts so much, that is the contrast of what we don't want is just right smack in our face. And that, from that contrast, it allows us to figure out what we do want. Because we can't get to what we do want. That's pure law of attraction there, right? So for me, all I knew is that I had to literally get out of town. I left the country. I left actually with my car, one box of clothes, and one key, my car key only. And
wow.
I drove from the States back to Canada because I'm Canadian. And I have never, ever, ever, ever looked back.
So this wasn't, okay, because I knew a little bit about the story from when we talked last. So this wasn't even your dog. This is a dog.
Oh, no, not my dog. No, not my dog.
This wasn't even your, so you have this precious dog in your arms, and you're like, I would rather spend, that's a pretty deep moment.
It was, absolutely, I would call it a miracle breakthrough, because from that point, I actually found a spiritual teacher, like almost immediately, who I had for 10 years. because I didn't even know I was going to be on a spiritual journey. I quite frankly considered myself an atheist, and what was this spiritual journey all about? But just something happened, and that's why I say it was a miracle, because I didn't talk about God or source or energy, any of that, in a positive manner. So when I came back to Canada and I found my teacher right away, I did, you know that saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was so true in my case. And then from there, I just started attracting. I actually went into a temporary employment agency to just get whatever work I could, right, because I knew that I needed to do that. Well, 13 years later, I was still working there because they hired me on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know, that was just, you know, we have with law of attraction, we always have to look for evidence. So that was evidence for me that, you know, I like this Buddhist saying. It says, as long as you're facing the right direction, just keep on walking. Mm-hmm. And for me, I knew I was. And so from there, you know, sort of fast forward my 20 years in corporate, I was in recruiting and staffing and all of that, and I really had an extremely successful career. I did the whole corporate ladder thing. I went as far as I wanted to go. And then I had one of those moments, Amy, what you and I were talking about, where there just was no passion left. The, you know, I say sometimes when I'm giving a talk that the most exciting thing for my day was what I was going to wear that day, you know, since I like fashion and, you know, all of that. And then as soon as I'd shut the door, it's like, oh, you know, my energy would just go down. My mindset would start getting all into this negative stuff. I don't want to be here, blah, blah, blah. So then I started saying to myself, well, Dana, if you don't want this, you've had a great career, because all the fears come up, right? You know, what if I try something, it doesn't work, Amy, right? What if, you know, it's just the what ifs are, you know, sometimes seem insurmountable, right? And then somebody saying to you, well, are you really going to quit that good job? You know, a little voice in the head about, you know, how are you going to be able to do this? So for me, just for fun, I started taking some decorating courses, and just for fun, it just felt good. And then, you know, I could fast forward that and say that I ended up loving it so much. I knew that that was my passion now, because I had always done those things. Even when I was younger, I was making jewelry, I was designing clothes, but I didn't think anything of it. You know, it's like, oh, well, everybody can do that, right? You know, I was sewing clothes and all of that. And so when I got into the decorating world, it's like, wow. And I thought, wow, this is so easy, you know, and this is so much fun. And then I had to take my leap of faith and say, okay, I just can't go back into this job anymore. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave, because I'm going to open up for somebody that would love to do it as much as I did when I was passionate about doing it. So that made me feel good, like, okay. And what I did for my miracle business breakthrough is I did what we call in law of attraction, created a contrast through clarity list. So if I was going to do this and look at doing something full time, I had to get really clear on what it was I wanted to do, but also on what it was I didn't want to do. So I did that. I got focused on what I wanted. And honestly, in a very, very short time, I started attracting so much abundance. I started attracting clients. And like, I was having a ball with this stuff. And it was fun. And I was growing the business. And it was only because I took that leap of faith, because I did not have a business plan. I didn't have a marketing plan. I don't have those things that I teach, you know, when I'm working with my clients now, right? I mean, we do a business plan, but it's called a vibrational business plan, so it's quite different from what most people think a business plan is. But my business just started to grow, and then when it started to grow, I realized that because it was very new in Canada, what I did is I became an interior decorator. Then I taught decorating for about 3 years, and then this business called Home Staging was very new in Canada. So this is way back in like early 2000s. And I didn't know much about it, but I had clients saying, can you get my house ready for selling? It's like, well, yeah, that's a no-brainer, right? We're going to get rid of half of the stuff, right?
Right.
instead of, you know, instead of going shopping for stuff, we're going to get rid of it, right? So right. I started that, and I was one of the first people in Canada to actually start a home staging school. And I made it up. I figured out, what did people need to know? How mm-hmm. could I certify them? How could I know that they know how to do it? And then what I started doing on top of that is that's when I started my coaching business as well. Because I thought, you know, I'm putting all these women through these courses, but a lot of them, you know, like a lot of women, Amy, are very passionate about what they do, but they don't necessarily have the business skills, you know, and mm-hmm. that's what your whole program is about, right? The miracle business breakthrough. So,
right.
you know, where you've got to get that business knowledge, and I know you've got a lot of great speakers in this series as well, you know, that are going to be talking about marketing and social media and, you know, other things about mindset as well. So for me, I just focused on what I wanted. I looked at different service lines that I could add in my business. I took a risk and I started the staging school, and my business just blossomed. So in terms of how well I'm known, was known in the Canadian market, very well known. I was on a lot of TV, radio shows, newspaper stuff. People would be calling me the home staging guru. Because mm-hmm. I like to throw in a little bit of that spiritual stuff wherever I'm doing things. And so that's how my business grew. I just got focused on what I wanted. Who did I need to help me make the mm-hmm. business grow? Because that's very important. But I think that the biggest thing, and I'll just give a little little training here on how the law of attraction works, that you can manifest if you have strong doubt, or let's say you have a strong desire, let's say it's at about 10, being the highest, but you have a lot of doubt. Like say your, let's say your doubt is 9. You know, I'd like to do it, but I don't think I can do it. You'll never manifest from that. But if you have a strong desire with some doubt or very little doubt, that's the only time that the manifestation can take place. So that's where you were talking earlier about mindset, that we've got to get rid of all that negative self-talk, all the naysayers. You don't want to be hanging around with those people anymore, right? You just want to mm-hmm. hang around with positive people. You want to get on listen to programs like this, right?
Right.
Because
right.
if I can do it, you can do it. And I started that when I was 50.
Mm-hmm.
So?
It's so great. And, you know, I love what you're saying about I think this is a really key part of it, is that releasing the kind of the negative mind chatter and also the naysayers. And this is something
yeah.
that a lot of people have faced or will face at some point in their entrepreneurship as they are taking these steps of what I consider a personal development journey when you're an entrepreneur. It's probably one of the biggest
oh, yeah.
courses
yeah.
in personal development. And they're just all those people. And they might be people that you love. They might be friends. They might be family. It might be the person that you really thought was going to support you and be a positive source of energy around you throughout this,
yeah.
this growth.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not, you know, and it's for whatever reason. And so, you know, I can really relate to that part of this journey because I definitely had some of those people in my life. And it was
mm-hmm.
really hard to be excited about. I allowed it to affect me in a way that I felt like it's hard to be excited about what I'm doing, what I'm working on, when
yeah.
there's a lot of people around me saying, well, I'll be careful. I don't know if I would
yes.
do that if I were you, or,
yeah.
you know, that's a huge risk, or how are you going to
yep.
get health insurance if you go off on your own? I mean, there's a bazillion reasons why
yes.
people do not take this leap of faith or create a bridge, or like you said, creating a bridge towards this entrepreneurship, because
right.
They are dealing with their own vantage point, their own filters that they're seeing life through.
Yeah.
And just because they're saying that doesn't mean you need to take on that energy.
Absolutely,
right?
Amy. And that's so critical what you're saying there, because even when I started out, as big a supporter as my husband is,
mm-hmm.
when I sit down to talk to him about, oh, I got this idea, that, you know, he'd just go, oh, do you think that's really going to work? So I stopped telling him my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way the law of attraction works is we all have our own vibrational bubble. So all our thoughts, positive or negative, they go in, you know, think of it as your aura, right? But they literally go
mm-hmm.
in inside you, and they go in, you know, to your hard drive, you know, your brain and your subconscious, right? So, you know, you've got what we say in the law of attraction is mind your own vibration and just ask other people to mind their own vibration as well. And sometimes the only way that you can mind your own vibration, the best way, is to not have those people in your life. Or don't have those conversations about business with them, right? There are lots of other things you can talk to, like, you know, girlfriends sometimes, Amy, right? They hear you're going to do something. Most people are afraid of change. So they're really, they're the ones that have the fear mindset. It's not you. You could be like, and, you know, I've gotten to know you somewhat, Amy, and I look at what you're doing. I watch your video. I look at the energy. It's like, oh, yeah, this gal's going to make it. There's no stopping her, right? And, you know, the other thing is, you're surrounding yourself with great like-minded people, right? So that's what you're going to have to do is start, you know, even in the Google, you know, the new sandbox there, there's lots of communities where there are a lot of like-minded people. And, you know, there's lots of social media places on Facebook, there's groups and all of that. But once people start getting negative, you know, here's my little teaching tip, because one of my sacred gifts is teaching, so I can't help but not do it. But
of
what
course.
We ask people to do, Amy, is reset your vibe. There's only two vibes, positive or negative. There's nothing in between. So you know when you're vibrating positively, right? Good things are happening, flow, you're feeling good, your words are good, your language is good, your thoughts are good, you're getting great results. And then all of a sudden something happens in your business and maybe that client that you thought was going to hire you didn't. Okay, well, that's, you know, nobody's died here. So you have an opportunity now to do what we call reset your vibe. So when we do that, if that client didn't pan out, then I would say that wasn't a vibrational match. So that's a good thing. So that's the first positive thought. The next thing that we ask ourselves is, so what do I want? Okay, well, that client wasn't really a good vibrational match for me, so I'm going to get a little bit clearer. The law of attraction really likes when we get clear. So now I'm going to sit down, you know, and you might say, you know, I just really wanted that client because I have some bills to pay, so I just really wanted the money. Right, Amy?
Right.
I think we've all done that, taken on the client from, you know, you know what I'm saying there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because you're looking out for your own needs, not necessarily the client's best needs. Like
exactly.
From the scarcity mindset.
Yeah, so it's not a match, right? So you want to get yourself back into that abundant mindset. So what do I want? Well, I want a client that respects me. I want a client that shows up on time, you know, especially from the coaching perspective, because, you know, many of your listeners are coaches. Which I am as well. So, you know, maybe what happened is because that client didn't go ahead and sign up with me, I'm going to hold that space for somebody else that just is so excited to work with me. And I'm so excited to work with them. So that's a better vibrational match happening there. And that's what we want.
I love that. You know, and it's so interesting that you bring this up because I think a lot of newer entrepreneurs and coaches, they get a little bit, or a lot, down on themselves when somebody does not sign on with them. If they thought they were going to do it and then they didn't, or if they said, you know, if their client said something like, oh, well, you're too expensive, I can't afford you. And again, that's just a different vibrational match, different energy.
Absolutely.
And one thing that really helped me, that I also go into teaching like you, but I always think about what has helped me, and I want to pass that along, is to not get attached to the person in front of you becoming your client. This was a big aha moment for me because I think sometimes I would get a little bit attached because I'm spending time with them. I feel like I'm connecting with them. And I even am thinking about my goals, my revenue goals, or wanting to pay bills or whatever, you know. In the past, I would get attached. And what can happen is that your vibrational energy will be so intertwined with that attachment to that person becoming your client that you almost go into this almost a bullying, almost a really super highly persuasive talk, which is not comfortable for anyone. It's not comfortable
for
you.
And it's not attractive.
It's not it's not attractive. And you usually know when you go into that mode because you feel something within you. You feel a little bit icky inside, you know, and just like, you know what, just take a deep breath. And now I've learned over the years how to really detach and just think, you know what, if this is Right. If this is the right timing and if this is the right fit and I'm able to provide a service for this client in front of me, then
right.
we'll work together. And if
Absolutely.
Not, it's really okay. It's yeah. really okay. And by feeling that and feeling empowered by that, I really am truly not attached. And it's
right.
really, it's a relief.
yeah.
It's a relief. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, very likely, Amy, what you're going to do is you're going to attract another client that's even going to be a better client because you've just taken that negative low vibration and raised it up to a nice high positive vibration. So universe is there. It's like, okay, Amy, be ready because we're bringing it to you.
Right. And with
right.
ease. I mean, people
yep.
will come to you from, I mean, you'll think it's going to, you'll think by it's doing a promotional campaign or an email marketing campaign or something
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's very specific and strategic, but that's where your next client is going to come from. But when you're really open to the abundance that is out there right in front of you, then it will come to you from both expected and unexpected sources. And so
exactly.
don't worry about the how and don't worry about, you know, it's really about just being open. And I love what you said about, okay, I had to write this down because it's so good, the contrast through clarity list, getting
right.
clear on what you want versus getting clear on what you do not want. And
right.
so by doing that, like you said, the universe loves clarity. So when you're really clear with that, guess what's going to happen? You're going to attract exactly what it is that you're looking for and with ease.
Absolutely.
And you'll be
yeah.
say, what? That person came to me from where?
yeah.
And it's an exciting process. Absolutely.
It is very much so. And a mantra that I have that I was actually just writing an article this morning about how to attract more abundance for a networking group that I go to. And one of the things I said in it is the best way to attract, because most people think abundance immediately is money. Well, it's not. Abundance is actually a feeling. So when you
mm-hmm.
remove the money equation, take money out of it altogether, you're looking at coming to that next person as serving them, right? Just what you said,
mm-hmm.
Amy, that's a better match for you. So there's no, don't attach the money to the client. And this is the mantra that I use all the time. So it goes like this. I am open to receiving infinite abundance from source. However, it may come to me.
Mm.
So when I started, I'll just say it again. So I'm open to
yeah.
receiving. I'm open to receiving infinite abundance from source. However, it may come to me. So when I got that, I went, well, why do I think, you know, as a woman, as an entrepreneur, I mean, I'm very independent. Yes, I'm married and all of that, but I have my own money. You know, I like clothes and trips and, you know, I like to treat my husband. I like to have money, right? I like to have that. That is one form of abundance, but there's so many other areas where I get that feeling of great abundance. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, people think it's about the money and it's not really. You know, don't be attached to the money. Don't be attached to this is how it has to happen. So when I stopped doing that and saying, okay, well, it doesn't always have to come from my clients then, I started attracting money. I got a check in the mail for $800, totally unexpected, from some insurance overpayment. So I just went, okay, I'm loving this. And then I got $150 off a piece of furniture that I was looking at. And then somebody
yeah.
said, can I take you out for coffee? So it's like, yes, right? It doesn't
yeah.
matter. It doesn't matter where, you know, of course, I love working with clients, right? I mean, that's what gets me up in the morning, right? Knowing that I can actually serve someone, that I can help them see something that they can't see right now, or maybe
right.
even, you know, a lot of us as coaches often say that, you know, we believe in people more than they believe in themselves. So I think
mm-hmm.
sometimes our role is to help them gain that confidence and learn how to build that confidence in themselves and then help somebody else, right? Because
right.
they're serving clients too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. I wrote it down as well. Your mantra is so good. And when you feel you, we all know hopefully what that feeling is like when you have an abundant feeling. There is an
right.
actual feeling that you experience. And in the past year or so, one thing that I've really worked on is just being more giving with my time. You know, because I think
mm-hmm.
I went from one end of the spectrum to the other. So I used to be too giving, and I would say yes to everything. I wasn't really setting boundaries. You know, I really overextended myself a bit, and I had to learn through some experiences how to do that. And then I went kind of the opposite way, where I set really strict boundaries to myself. And I mean, it's like, really, Amy, okay, you know, calm down, you know, breathe a little bit. And really one of my mentors in business and in life, she said, you know, think of your community as a team, and that you're here to help each other out.
Right.
Excuse me. And I thought about how I'd become so, you know, I have been so set up with my boundaries that I really wasn't being open to helping people in a really giving way, you know, in that way that I'm not expecting anything in return. So these are my community, these are my colleagues, and we can help each other out because we are all strong in certain areas, and in other areas we struggle, and that's the beauty of having a community. And so I really took that to heart and thought, especially in areas that I really excelled, and I just thought, gosh, I see that these, you know, colleagues of mine are really struggling in, you know, areas of business, whether it's the connection point with people, and in sales, to me, it's all about really serving others and really knowing it's about really putting yourself in their shoes and all that. And so I started intentionally reaching out to people that I saw struggling and heard struggling, whether we were on conference calls and on our Facebook group page. And I said, hey, I heard you on the call, or, hey, I see what you're posting. If you'd like, we can jump on a call, you know, this evening or tomorrow sometime. And I'd love to walk you through that, because that's an area that I can really help. It's an area that I really know intimately, you know, so with no catch, you know, of course there's no catch. And so we jump on the phone and I would walk them through it. And I really enjoyed just giving and knowing it was something I could do. And I felt abundant just knowing that I was helping them.
Yes.
And so, and what happens the next day and the next week and the next month, clients are coming to me out of nowhere. You know?
Absolutely.
So it's just funny how
it works.
I wasn't even doing it for that, but it is how it works. So
right. And, you know, you're giving without any expectation of return. And I think that, you know, that's so powerful, because when you're giving, you're feeling positive. And like you said, you know that you're helping somebody. And, you know, that's why we do this work, right? I mean, most women that I meet now or coach, we want to make a difference in the world, period.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
whatever it is they're doing, as I said, a lot of women are passionate about what they're doing, but they didn't know the business part of it. So that's where we come in, right?
You
know, if I can help somebody, I'll say, you know what? You know, you like you said, you're in a meeting or something, and you just hear something. It's like, oh my goodness! And I'll just say to somebody, call me. You know, I'll do a 30. I always say I'll do a 30-minute coaching call, complimentary, but honestly, it usually is 60 minutes. You know, right? You just get into it, exactly. And you want to help them, and you know, you want them to get unstuck from where they are, or maybe even just have a little mindset shift. That, because sometimes that's the nicest thing, when somebody will say to you, well, you know, I never thought of it that way, or somebody not realizing that they're actually playing the victim role. And, you know, all of a sudden they go, you know, I get it. Or that's why I'm attracting that. So I think it's those little things. And, you know, I'm sure you and all the other speakers and a lot of the people listening, you know, we all do some kind of volunteer work, and, you know, where we're helping, where it doesn't have to be a charity, like I'm working with a self-employment group, right? Women that are wanting to start a business. And because I love the teaching, I'm happy to do that. You know, I know it. Even if they said they wanted to pay me, which they did last time, I said, just give it to a charity, you know?
Right.
I'm happy to do it, you know, so everybody wins. And then always from that, I get a client anyway, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though that's not my intention of doing it, it's like, well, I'm not going to refuse them, right?
Of course, right?
If they want to sign up, that's all good. But as you said, you know, we're doing it just because it's not just the goodness of our heart. It's that, you know, that's a component of it. But we know we can make a difference for somebody, and that there's just something that they're not seeing. Because, you know, I have coaches. I have coaches all the time. I'm in masterminds. You know, there's always something that I don't know. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
Right, it's so true.
Right, that's where it gets a little tricky. It's like, oh, I didn't even know that, and it's like, wow, that's great to know. Or now I know who I can contact. Right, just like with your program, you know, people are going to hear all sorts of different stories from people.
Yep, absolutely. It's all about connecting and being open-minded. Yep. And there's something else that's so funny because when you're saying, I know it, with my business partner that I've worked with in another business, in another realm, she and I always talk about what we like to call the I know syndrome, the I know syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And so whenever we've led a call together or when we used to do retreats down in Southern California, and we would always start out, and I've done this with my clients for business coaching as well, I always say, okay, before we do anything, I want to talk about what we like to call the I know syndrome. And what the I know syndrome is when you hear something from a mentor, whether it's myself, whether it's someone on our calls, the Miracle Business Breakthrough, at a conference, anything down the road where you're hearing someone speak, just be mindful of when they say something that might be similar to something you've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And the immediate thought is, oh, yeah, I know, I got this. I don't need to listen anymore. I could teach this.
Yes.
I just empower them. I always empower them. I say, just take a moment and just don't shut them out, because you just might hear something that you don't know about their particular topic. Or you are hearing it from a new vantage point today than when you heard it yesterday or 10 years ago. So you're going to hear it differently. And frequency works. I worked in radio for a number of years, and the reason why we work through all these numbers, you know, when you see commercials or hear radio ads, the reason why we play them a certain amount of times is because frequency works in terms of really gaining the knowledge about what you're trying to learn about or hear about. So
absolutely.
So that's when you need to just take a holy moment and say, okay, I'm still going to listen, because it's ego talking right now, and I need to set that aside and just allow myself to be open to learning. So I just wanted to share that. The famous, infamous I know syndrome. We all have it sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Dana, so tell me, what are you focusing on now in your business?
Well, I started doing coaching with women. As I said, they were stagers and decorators when I had that training school. But a few years ago, I started another company called Empowered Women in Business, where I coach mainly solopreneurs. So I actually sold my home staging business. And actually how I did that, I sold that within 3 months. I did a contrast through Clarity Sheet. And I put down who I wanted the ideal buyer to be, because I didn't want it just to be anybody. It wasn't about the money for me. It was about, I want somebody that will love it as much as I did, will take it even further than I took it. And I put down everything I wanted. I got that person. So I've been 100% focusing on, I do masterminds now. I do a lot of Google Hangouts. I do my training on there. I do a Law of Attraction 4-week training course on that. And something else that we haven't talked about, I'm also a certified sacred gifts guide. So I take people through an online course as well. There's 24 sacred gifts, and we all have about 3 to 5. So even just listening to you, Amy, I can see that teaching is one. I would say knowledge and wisdom are probably two of your other ones as well. And so when people find out what their sacred gifts are, everything changes. It's a game changer for people. So for me, when I found out, became a certified guide and found out that the teaching, the writing, the encouraging and all, and the wisdom and knowledge were my top gifts, that it just made perfect sense of where my path needed to go. So, you know, I spend my time, like I say, in masterminds, teaching Law of Attraction and taking people through the sacred gifts. And I definitely do one-on-one coaching for women that want, you know, a 3 to 6 month coaching where they really are either starting up or starting over with their business. So that's what I focus on now.
Wow. I love that. And it's so fascinating to me, the sacred gifts. Because I think that even when we chatted the other day, you shared a little bit about that, and I find that so fascinating. And I think that when we, again, are on this personal development journey, both personally and professionally, it's really good to continue to learn about our own selves and what we're here to do, and know what our strengths are and our gifts are, so we can really share them with the world and serve others. So, that's really fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Yeah. So, Dana, a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 or more each month on a consistent basis. And so I'm asking each of our wonderful experts to share their top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share that they can apply right away?
Okay, well, I've talked about a few already about the mindset and all of that, but to put it just in the three steps, the first one would be ask. Ask for what you want. Get clear on it. When you're starting a business, think about what your business model is going to be. Who's your ideal client? Those are two key areas. Do a contrast through clarity list. So put everything down that you don't want in your ideal client or you don't want to happen in your business, and then flip it over for each item to go what you want. And you've got to ask the universe for what you want, but you've got to get the clarity first. So that's that's definitely my first tip, is get clear on what it is you want. And, you know, if you're not clear, then the universe doesn't know what to bring you. So you might get a bit of this, a bit of that. So you're going to have a very diluted business. And I would say that it's better to be to focus on and be a specialist rather than a generalist in something. Like, figure out who your ideal client is. Where do you feel passionate about dealing with people? What kind of people, right? Who do you want to help? How do you want to make a difference? So that would be my first one. The second one is believe. So you have to have a belief system that what you want to do is possible. So what I suggest to you is that you go and look for evidence. Who else in the world is doing what you want to do? I mean, with the internet, it's so easy now to, you know, go online, see who's doing what, you know, going into social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, it doesn't matter. But you have to believe that it's possible. So this is where you're going to start to work on your limiting beliefs. Be mindful of what stories you're telling yourself. Who are you hanging out with? What, you know, are you watching television? Are you spending time doing things that aren't going to get you any closer to being successful in your business? Who are you hanging out with? Where are you spending your time? What do they believe in? Are they people that are successful, that have a strong belief in who they are and the confidence? So the second thing is believe that it's possible to do what you want and look for proof. Look for the evidence that somebody else has done it. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you've even got a brand new idea that nobody has done it before. Then you might want to go on Shark Tank or I know I'm digressing, but Shark Tank is so good for people, for entrepreneurs, because it really shows you what the questions they ask. Well, that's not
it
a big
really does.
Oh, it's a fabulous show.
It is, yeah. So good, and it's, you know, you're talking about watching TV. I do approve Shark Tank. Watching Shark Tank.
Yeah, there's very few things I watch, but that's one of them. It's a really good one. So my top three tips would be ask, get clarity on your ideal client, your ideal business model. Number two, believe that it's possible. If you need to remove as much doubt as you can and work on just getting focused and going for it. And the third thing is receiving it. So this one can be a little bit hard for people, because with the law of attraction, another word that I'd use here, we often hear this word, just allow it. Well, what that means in law of attraction language is look at the closeness of the match. And that this would be a good example here, Amy, when you were talking about that client that wasn't a good match for you, right? Or I was talking about one of us. So just say, whoa, thank you, universe. Look what I attracted. Not exactly my perfect match, but so this is another sentence that you can write down as well. In law of attraction, we don't use many affirmations. We use this. This is our languaging. I am in the process of attracting my ideal client. I am in the process of determining my perfect business model. So we're always in the process of something, which raises the energy, so it's got a nice positive vibe to it. So when you're going to start to receive it, you can't just say, well, I don't, that's not who I wanted. that's not a good client, and then tell 50 people about, you know, the client that didn't work for you. All your, since the law of attraction's job is to match vibrations and also focus on what you're putting your attention on to bring you more of it, if you start complaining about things, how can you receive anything?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. So it's ask for it, believe it, receive it, and allow the law of attraction to bring it to you. But it, so whatever it brings to you, pay attention to it. Say thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, now let's move on to a more perfect client. Or that,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I thought that part of my business would take off, but you know what? This other part of my business has taken off. Then go follow that other part of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have the best plans in the world, but we've also got to be open to, you know, receiving people that come into our lives, opportunities, and don't always think it's got to be absolutely perfect. Or, Amy, just what you said, well, I know that. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Really? 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 You know mm-hmm. that? Right? You really know this?
Right.
I don't.
Okay. Right.
So I would say to someone, so how's it working for you?
Exactly.
If you know it, how's it? I'm just saying, what are your results? Because results
right.
are everything, right? What are you manifesting? And if you don't mm-hmm. like what you're manifesting, that'll actually lead me into a nice segue here, Amy. I have a
yeah.
free ebook on my
oh,
website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to empoweredwomeninbusiness.com. And the ebook is called Law of Attraction for Women in Business. But if you have any men listening, please. Just know it's for men too. But Law of Attraction, the power of your words. Discover how to use words to attract more of what you want. So mm-hmm. since I'm that, you know, I'm that teacher as well, there's a lot of exercises in it for people. So they really get, you know, you really have to do the work, right? If there's no action, why do you think you're going to get results?
Right, exactly.
Right? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, if it's working for you,
yeah.
keep doing it. But if it's
exactly.
not, right? So
right.
that's something that, you know, I'd love for people to sign up. Plus, I do free newsletters, and I do a lot of Google Hangout shows as well that are free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Happy to
offer well,
that.
Thank you so much for sharing such a generous free ebook, and we'll make sure that that link is on Dana's speaker page. So I really encourage you to check that out for ladies and gentlemen who are listening right now, because it's got
yep.
great, really great information, really inspiring. And I just think that when we are being ultra mindful of who we are being, what mm-hmm. we are saying, what kind of vibrational energy we are putting out there and attracting,
yep.
it's just the more aware we can be of that, the better off we'll be. So this
absolutely.
Is really exciting. So thank you so much for sharing a wonderful free gift, and like
you're
I said,
welcome.
Make sure those of you listening to check out that link. So
awesome. Well,
and Dana,
then if Amy,
so
sorry.
Fun. Yeah, go ahead.
I just say if people wanted to learn how to deliberately attract, I do have a
mm-hmm.
four part. It's 4 weeks, 1 hour a week. Law
mm-hmm.
of Attraction program coming up, and it's all done online, Google Hangouts. There's a 30-page workbook with it as well. So for people that really – so this works well again, Amy. If you think you know about the Law of Attraction,
mm-hmm.
that's great, and you might think I know it all already.
Mm-hmm.
I just invite you, you know, just check out the ebook and see if there's something in there that you didn't know. And
mm-hmm.
you learn something new. And if you want to learn really how to be deliberately attracting, as I did, my was over $10,000 a month revenues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way that you can deliberately do that. So that program's coming up. The next one is actually in April, but I don't know if you're doing dates on your program or not.
Right, right. So we'll
yeah.
we'll make sure that
yeah.
that. The links are all on the website
on
the speaker's page so
yeah.
that they know where to find you and they can see when it's coming up next.
Right.
And definitely. But that sounds great. Very exciting. Well, Dana, this has been so much fun. And do you have any lasting words that you want to share? We've gone over so much, but I feel like we can go on for hours like we did before.
Well, that's because we're such a good match, Amy. Yeah.
I know.
You know, I would say for people, you know, being an entrepreneur is not for the weak of heart or faint of heart,
mm-hmm.
Amy.
Right.
You know, there's things that I know you're going to hear from all of these speakers, but if you really believe that you have something to share and you want to serve and you know, you have the information that you can build a business out of it, then, you know, take that leap of faith. You talked about personal development, Amy. I actually took kind of like a Tony Robbins course where literally, you know, we walked through fire and we jumped off cliffs. And mm-hmm. I remember one of them was actually the particular exercise was called Take Your Leap of Faith. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're standing on this pole and you're thinking, oh, my God, what have I done here, you know?
Right.
When you jump, it's just amazing how mm-hmm. great you feel. And that great feeling is what's going to carry you on through it. So, mm-hmm. you know, take your leap of faith. Get focused. You know, trust. Hang out with great people like Amy and all the speakers she's got. Take the time to listen mm-hmm. through the series because I'm sure it'll be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting that, you know, a couple of speakers brought up Tony Robbins, and I love
oh, yeah.
him as well. And when you're talking about those exercises, of course, my ideas start going in my mind. When I'm thinking,
yeah.
One of the things I've thought about in the past is, you know, I've done a few adrenaline-related
yeah.
things in
yeah.
my past. You know, I did go skydiving once. I've done whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
And I've done a trapeze class.
Oh, yeah.
class.
Yeah.
And when I did the trapeze class,
yeah.
I went with a couple of friends
yeah.
Several years back, and it was really interesting to see, knowing each my two other friends and knowing myself, how each of us approached this class. And
mm-hmm.
everything comes up in things like this, things
yeah.
that are scary, you know, and I'm sure that's why
yeah.
Tony Robbins does these, you know, these actual
yep.
leaps of faith. And I'll tell you what, when I went to this trapeze class and they put this you know, they, of course, they've got all these safety measures around
yeah.
you, right? And I've
yeah.
been skydiving before, so I thought, I know, I got
yeah.
this, right? I don't
yeah.
see them. And they put this, you know, they've got all these ropes and this harness and all these things. I mean, you feel like you can barely breathe because they're being
right.
so careful.
Yes.
And you're climbing up this itty-bitty ladder, and as you're climbing up, it gets hotter and hotter, plus you're probably, I was really nervous, my hands are getting clammy, and then you end up on this little ledge.
Yep.
And you're supposed to reach out for this,
yep.
you know, this
yep.
swing thing. And
yep.
and they're like, okay, when we tell you to go, you jump. And it was so scary. I mean, I was really afraid. And the first time I did it, you're supposed to swing, and then they put your legs up,
yep.
and then you know, you're upside down.
Yep.
And I just swung. I just, it's a net and everything. I wouldn't let go of that thing. I'm like, no, there's no way. I got so fired up. So the next time I went up, I thought, I'm just going to listen to them and I'm just going to go. And I did it. And it was one of the most liberating experiences
yeah.
because they
it's
said at the beginning of the class, yeah, they said at the end of this class, it's a 2-hour class. None
yeah.
of us had ever done this before. At
yeah.
the end of this class, not only will you go upside down, but you'll do a transfer to another acrobat that's trained and they'll swing you out like you're Cirque du Soleil, and then
yeah.
you'll come back and then you'll let go and you'll drop into the net. I thought,
yeah.
how is this possible?
Yeah.
And you just had to let go and trust in yourself. Like, really the key
yeah.
here was you had to let go and trust in yourself.
Yep.
And two
absolutely.
Of us did it, and my group of three friends, and one of them just kept saying, no, I can't do it, or I'm too heavy,
wow.
or I'm too this,
yeah.
or I can't,
wow.
there's no
yeah.
way, there's no way. And she didn't do it. And bless her heart, but it was really
yeah.
interesting to see what came up for each of us. So
yes,
I might have to
yeah.
take my next group of clients to a trapeze class.
yeah, and
anyway.
I'm so with you. I like literally in my body, viscerally, I'm there with you on that ledge, right? Because I know what that was like. And you know
yeah.
when I jumped, you know, you are harnessed, but still, it's pretty scary when your feet leave that pole. And but when I got to the bottom, Amy, I said, man, that was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that just shifted my thinking. I thought, what am I holding? Why am I playing small? Why am
mm-hmm.
I playing small? And I, again, that was one of those things, another miracle, wasn't a business breakthrough, but it was a mindset breakthrough for me. Like, wow,
right.
that was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So easy.
We make it so hard. I know.
I know. Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. Anyway, again, I could talk for hours.
Yep.
You know, just went on a whole tangent. But I felt it was relevant. I wanted to share.
Yeah.
So there you go.
yeah.
Oh, well, Dana, thank you so much for being a special guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. I really, really enjoyed getting to know you. I know we're going to stay connected. I just feel it. It's in the air.
Yeah.
And I do hope that you'll come back and join us in a future series. So thank you again and again.
Thank you, Amy. My pleasure.
And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.